A major transit project in South Jersey is slowly becoming a reality. The idea for a rail link between the cities of Camden and Glassboro has been on the books for 25 years, but is only recently moving through the steps to completion. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Kenneth Burns takes a trip to find out where the project currently stands.
I wanted to know what it was like to commute from Camden to Glassboro on public transit. So on a recent Friday, I went to the Walter Rand Transportation Center to catch bus 408 to see how long it would take to reach Glassboro. After paying the round-trip bus fare, $6.70, I was on my way south.
How's it going?
One of the passengers on the bus, Robert Bryant, was heading further south to Vineland.
I work at a dairy plant. I receive the milk.
Bryant has worked at the plant for 15 years. It takes him more than 2 hours to get to work.
Well, mainly it starts from Burlington Town Center. And I catch the river line over here to Camden in order to catch the bus to work.
The bus ride just from Camden to Vineland is 90 minutes long. He kills the time by listening to sermons and gospel music. He also uses the time to catch up on sleep. Bryant says the commute is very taxing. He says the proposed Glassboro-Camden line, or GCL, would save some time off his commute.
That way I just get on the bus from there and go to Vineland. That would save at least an hour.
As Bryant settles in for the rest of his trip, we've reached my stop in Glassboro.
Have a nice day.
From the Rand Center to Main Street near Rowan Boulevard, the bus trip took 51 minutes. A trip to Glassboro on the GCL would be between 35 to 40 minutes. The bad news for Bryant and others who would use the line is that it won't be finished until at least 2027, more than 30 years after it was proposed as part of a plan to expand rail service in South Jersey. The project reached an important milestone earlier this year when the environmental impact study was completed. Now, officials are figuring out how to address the more than quarter acre of impervious surfaces the project will bring and replace the forest that will be cut down to make way for the line. John Hansen is the CEO of the Delaware River Port Authority, which is working with NJ Transit, PATCO, and the South Jersey Transportation Authority on the project. He says it's now in the pre-engineering phase.
What this is going to do is begin to actually design the stations, begin to design the railway, begin to design the actual hard components of the line.
That process will take at least a couple of years, followed by another couple for construction. The line would stretch 18 miles from Camden straight south to Glassboro with 12 other stops along the way. The cost is estimated to be close to $2 billion. Of course, the project has its detractors.
There's a great deal of push for electric, so I'm just confused as to why we would be spending all this money on something that's going to be dinosaur technology when it actually gets conceived.
Mantua resident Ryan Campbell started a petition to oppose the rail line. He argues that trains running on fossil fuels will be bad for the environment, and there's a cheaper, greener option.
You go get your road crew a bucket of paint and tell them to paint bus-only lanes. Now, that negates traffic. The technology is already there for buses to have electric. That negates the environment concern. Buses are more efficient. Buses are the answer, my guy.
Hansen defends the project, saying they plan to use fuel-efficient diesel trains. He adds it'll give people better access to the greater Philadelphia region.
It is a project that is designed to support community downtowns while connecting people to the biggest cities that we have in the area.
After riding the bus over an hour back to Camden from Glassboro, I meet Tanya Sharper. She's commuting home to Glassboro from her job in Philadelphia. Normally, she would have driven to one of the PATCO stations. But here she is on a Friday evening, taking the bus back home.
Because my son tore my car up. He had an accident. A box truck hit him, and they collided together.
Sharper says the bus trip was a breeze in the morning, but the trek home, not so much. She's been waiting for the bus for more than an hour. Sharper says had the GCL been built sooner, it would have helped her out today.
I'd have been home by now.
From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
We reported this story based on responses from readers and listeners like you. From Princeton to Cape May, what do you wonder about South Jersey, its people, and its culture that you want WHYY to investigate? Let us know at WHYY.org.